Hello. Today, this is Sifu Jones, and I have with me certified instructor Don Brown. And what we're doing is going over the topic of energy patterns and how it affects energy work. And how are you today there, Don?
Oh, it's a great day. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. It's really nice that we're finally learning how to take control over our emotional stability, and simply by manipulating the energy, we can actually do that. And that's kind of what we're going over today, is how these energy patterns basically work. And well, first of all, since you've been studying this stuff, what basically is an energy pattern?
Well, looking at the definition of the word pattern, we see that a pattern is a regular or repetitive arrangement, occurrence, or way of behaving. And so a pattern is something that's repeated, something that is predictable. And because it's predictable, we can therefore learn how to proactively control it.
And we're also going to show them how this is affected even by the use of our training devices, and how we can switch things in and out and create a heavier chi.
And, you know, all energy, whether they're sound waves or electromagnetic waves, light, even gamma rays or X-rays, they all follow their own patterns and their own characteristics. For example, the sound wave, something we're very, very familiar with, it has a high and low, and it's kind of like the sine curve that we're used to seeing, and we see when we're studying math and trigonometry. It goes up and down, it has those peaks. That's something that we can predict, and it is repeatable. And that kind of pattern is something that we can actually manipulate. And all energy has a pattern. And the higher forms of energy, like electromagnetic energy, they fall into the areas of fractal patterns, which are very interesting, and we can learn how to cause them to self-replicate and build upon themselves to get stronger and stronger. But again, because it's a pattern, it's repeatable, it's observable, and therefore we can predict it and proactively manipulate it.
Yeah, it is kind of funny that what you brought up about even sounds there, that actually any piece of matter will have a sound to it. And, you know, things like rocks, where you'd think, well, there's nothing to a rock. How could it possibly have a sound? And yet, when you check it out scientifically, it's putting off noise. And this noise has literally been, you know, we're getting the sophisticated equipment that we can literally do that, pick up on things like that. And that's what's really exciting about living during this time, is we're finally catching up with the science, how everything does work. And it's quite fascinating, really, isn't it?
Very much so. And, you know, one of the things that makes sense to me, especially with regards to string theory, they look at it as tiny pieces of matter, very, very, very tiny pieces of matter that vibrate. And how a lot of the leading scientists and theorists describe this is as how a guitar string will vibrate, or a piano wire will vibrate when it's plucked. And that vibration is movement. That vibration is energy. And that is what gives it its characteristics. Now, because everything is made of strings, that's the tiniest compartment, that the tiniest a piece of matter that upon which everything else is built, it automatically means that everything is resonating. And so in that sense, even the rock, even though we're not walking past it and hearing it, it's vibrating in the same way that sound vibrates and causes us to hear that energy. A sound wave is a mechanical wave. It's a pressure wave. That energy hits something and causes reverberations and vibrations. Now, with our ears, they're designed to be able to pick that up so we can hear the sound. That's the manifestation of that. That's how our sensors work. Our eyes don't necessarily hear sound, but they pick up the pattern and the electromagnetic energy phenomena that we call light. So we see. Our ears don't necessarily aren't designed to see or hear light, but they are designed to pick up that particular pressure wave. So these different forms of energy, our bodies have multiple sensors and ways of picking them up and being aware. And the more we become aware and have a higher knowledge of it, we can begin to predict what's going to happen and then manipulate for the outcomes that we desire.
And a real easy pattern, like we're talking about, because it's not complicated, and some people will think, well, what do they really mean? And it could be as simple as throwing a pebble into a pond and seeing the ripples, you know? I mean, that's a pattern. It's a repeatable thing that's going on. And you'll notice that even a pebble in a pond will cause this curvature or circular thing to come out. And most patterns actually have this curvature or signature to it. And that's why they're learning things like the C exercise, later the O exercises, because this is the best way to deal with energy patterns, is to go likewise, to use the same type of patterns back. And the cool thing that you found out is that even our heart is these patterns, these energy patterns come off, even the beat of our heart, doesn't it?
Our heartbeat is a fractal pattern. It operates and beats in multiple modalities. And so what ends up happening with the heartbeat, it allows it, especially because the sheer amount of a current, bioelectromagnetic energy that flows through our heart, it allows the heart to be directly involved in the processing of information about a future emotional stimulus. It senses different things that are going to happen because everything is entangled. And as we know through the telephone lines or through high-speed internet or anything of that nature, light and electromagnetic energy can carry information. Well, the heart can actually pick up that kind of information, and whether it's happening right now or happening in the future, those particles are entwined. Light does not age. So whether it's happening now or in the future, that same particle of light is entangled and has that information. The heart can pick that up. And it's up to us, and through these exercises, we're learning to tune our bodies to better be sensitive to it, to better handle the energy, and for us to process it and then become aware of what we're really able to do.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of amazing how science is really catching up to everything. This new nanotechnology is quite fascinating, how they're using different proteins now, because of the way the proteins are made and shaped, that they can use it for nano storage, you know, putting all this extra information and just be getting gigabytes of information stored up in the tiniest little places now. And it's because of the energy patterns, basically, that proteins even put off.
Mm-hmm.
It's really amazing the way we're going to teach them to use energy patterns, and that it's really essential in order to reach higher levels in energy work that you start catching this, that these energy patterns exist, and that we're really learning to amplify those energy patterns in ways that you start picking them up on your sensors. And your sensors, of course, your cells, the way you're tied into it, you'll start feeling the vibrations, the physical sensations that you've been getting up to this point, that stronger magnetic feeling. These are all indicating to you that you're indeed creating a stronger energy pattern.
Certainly so. And one of the things that I've begun to notice, and I equate it to, as you described it earlier, throwing a pebble or a rock into a pool or a little stream or something of that nature, we do that within the space-time fabric, our very bodies, especially as we increase our energy output. We actually cause space-time to ripple and to be affected by our very presence. And so it makes sense to go with the flow. If this is how the energy flows, if this is how electromagnetic energy flows, we can better manipulate it once we learn how to use it. And since our bodies are made of this same material, well, let's use it. and then we can begin to affect things in the way that we would like to have the outcome.
Yeah, really. Now, a lot of what we're talking about is the first, like, energy pattern we got people started on was the blood washing exercise. And even though it doesn't seem like that would be a energy pattern, it actually is. And it causes you to get this synergism effect out of building up the size of your nerve fibers, and you get better circulation and all these other positive, you know, speeding up the metabolism, all that kind of stuff comes out of the blood washing exercise. But as we added in more energy patterns, such as the screen, which is an energy pattern even of itself. And it's funny about the screens, because down the road, as a result of their screens coming in thicker and thicker, they're going to start developing a strangeness that comes out of this chi, you know. We've talked about how sometimes people will make this smoky chi come out of them, and that's a result of getting your screen to come in better. I mean, as you get better glimpses, you'll just notice that your arm is smoking, or your leg is suddenly smoking, and these are a result of energy patterns that you're sending through that area, and out comes a result of that. And it's a strange process. I mean, some of the other things that will happen, of course, as you get towards the heavier chi type making, are these dark clouds or symbols or stray clouds of white or black or gray or different things. Even different colors occasionally will come out of you, and you'll think, well, what is that? And almost get scared by your own chi. And really, that's what it was. It was the whole time, it was your own chi. As you're learning to take up more and more room around you, you are going to affect the time-space fabric more around you. And so most of the time, as you're going through this process, when you start seeing things like that happen, and it's going to be your own chi. And you certainly saw that was true, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I can remember many, many different occasions, and in a couple I'll share. As I began to get my chi denser, it got heavier. And again, going back to the idea of dropping a rock in a body of water, that ripple effect. So I would actually, and we all do, we have a greater area of influence, and so our ripples and waves go out more and more, but at the same time, they get denser, and we cause the energy, the subatomic particles, to actually clump. And then clumping that energy together, that's when we begin to form chi, and we actually can make it tangible. We do that deliberately during our exercises, but it's part of our flow patterns, and sometimes it just happens. And I remember one occasion I was working with my manager. It was just the two of us, and we were in a conference room. We were working on a problem, a complex system, and for whatever reason, my body and my spirit, we caused some energy to clump, and I saw floating, just shooting past us, not terribly fast, but not too slow. It almost seemed like it was a fly in the room, except I realized as my eyes followed it and looked up, it was some of my own chi. And what was really interesting, my manager saw my attention go from eye contact with him to looking up skyward, and we're in a closed room. He looks up, and there are no windows. It's just us in a room. He looks up and sees, you know, because there's definite interest in my eye and my facial expression. He looks up, and I'm like, when I see him look up, at the same time I realize, that's my chi. Be cool, Don. And I just looked down and continued working, because I knew he didn't see what I saw. And he was kind enough to not press the issue. He was kind enough to say, not to say, look, what are you looking at, you crazy, or anything of that nature. And getting comfortable with this, because most of us do have to interact with other people that aren't doing the training. We have to socialize with other people that quote-unquote real world. We're not in a total training environment where everyone we talk to and work with are going through the same exercises. There was one time I remember I was in a room with maybe five or six different executives, and for whatever reason, my energy got excited, and the chi around me got so dense, I could actually see raining down like sprinkles of energy and electricity, and almost like little shards of of matter just going around me, and it was nice and easy. And I want to say, Sifu Jones, that you had a hand in that, and I recognized it, and I had to play it off because it was definitely weird.
Well, and at the time, you know, you were trying to keep your mind focused on the task at hand, which was, you know, getting that position that you're wanting and everything. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, that was a particular time. But, yeah, it's funny that sensitive people, too, will notice this stuff. I mean, as you start being able to, you know, kick out the smoky chi as a result of getting your chi thicker, and a lot of people are reaching that stage now. And what we're talking about with the C exercise and beyond really open it up to a whole nother level of that, which will take a while for most people to get to that point. But yeah, those are very normal type of things that you're going to see. And, you know, like I say, you know, if you're around another sensitive person, and even if they're not in this method, I've many times, you know, had people that were sensitive saw the same thing I saw, or, you know, if you're dealing with other two people, saw the same thing that they did. And it's strange that people can tune in on this, but that's exactly what they do. I mean, some people are always going to be much more sensitive than other people. Now, what we're doing is evening out the playing grounds for people so that even if they weren't very sensitive, this is a method that would take them to where they can get really sensitive and tune in to what we're talking about, because we are kind of giving them a step-by-step way. But like even the vortexes or these hypnotic devices that we, you know, we're teaching them through the posters and stuff, how to make that is a type of energy pattern. And that's a very good one to use, and a very tangible feeling that you can make stronger and stronger. And as it gets stronger, it really gives you that type of a vortex feeling. And it is a way that you can get into creating heavier patterns and to form and to manipulate the time-space fabric around you, which is the main reason why we're teaching you that, because it'd be so much harder not to use circles. That's why we're using circles, because it's such an effective way of dealing with the electricity without getting hurt. You know, most electricity really works like a lightning bolt right out of the sky, and that's such a destructive, hard-to-control type of thing. And who knew that you could change these attributes over in the way that you can? But that's really what we've shown you scientifically. They've learned to pause this stuff, freeze it, to, you know, do any type of number of things to take it from one dimension into another dimension, you know, one time place to another time place. And it's really strange that they're finding out that you can do all the things that we're talking about. But because you can, that's how we can say that, yeah, we can literally take you from here to there, and this is why it will work, huh?
The idea that you can actually physically freeze light, that's what, when I read that, that made sense to me. Like, okay, I can cool this down. I can actually give it the attribute of temperature. You can slow it down. You can speed it up. There, light can be manipulated. Electromagnetic energy can be manipulated. And with that comes the ability to predict and control. And we're just learning how to do it without the billion-dollar machines that most people are using. The scientists that are discovering this, they're using billion-dollar machines. We're learning how to do it with our own bodies and spirits.
Yeah, and you would think, well, you know, that billion-dollar machine, that must be putting out a lot of energy. And yet, no. Most of these machines are all about picking up what you're trying to see. You know, it's more of a sensitivity type of machine more than it is actually kicking out the energy-type machines, although the new, proton accelerators that they have out there, I mean, it's quite amazing what they're learning from the energy patterns of slamming protons into each other, and what they're learning from that. And that's why they really are starting to catch that this whole world around us really is kind of like a 3D hologram. And it's really an electrical process more than anything else, isn't it?
Very true. Very true. The particles themselves, the nature of matter and antimatter, scientists are really looking, even the the implications of how accurate the string theory is, it leads to the idea that this is more of a hologram than actual reality. And I remember all those years ago when I first started training with you, you told me this is an illusion and we can learn to play in it. And it kind of hurt my head a little bit. I'm like, well, seems pretty real to me. but then again, the body being so attached to the electricity, it believes that it's real. But slowly but surely, you've taught me that it's real up to a point, but at the same time, it's something that we can manipulate as we increase our sensitivity and awareness.
And that really is what we're talking about, is the manipulation part, so that you can catch the reality of what is around you. And part of it is really, you know, the mathematical formula E equals MC squared. I mean, most scientists are trying to speed things up and get them faster and faster, and we're actually teaching the opposite of that. We're actually going the back way to the formula, so that we're taking it from a speedy level where it's nothing but energy, and slowing it back down until it's mass again. And that's the strangest process ever, you know, and that's why it all seems so weird, and why you have to learn to cool it down like you do, and because there's a lot of heat that'll come from that slowdown process. And yet that's what we're really learning to do, and when you can do it effectively, you can totally manipulate this time-space fabric around you in ways that seems totally impossible now. But it's really getting your mind and your body to accept the fact that you can do that. Now, what most people have to understand, that the reason they feel that table around them is the sensors that come from their body. Their body says that thing is real. And so we tap in from the spirit into the body. We're really hooked in real well. And so it tells us it's real, and so the spirit thinks it's real. Now, once you bypass these different senses of the body, like I'm showing you how to do a little bit at a time, this is where that reality will be changed. And this is where you can get your mind hurt. Because when you see things that seem impossible, sometimes it does hurt your mind because it doesn't compute out. It's nothing that you recognize. And that's why, like, fear can come out of you. And even fear. And that's what I'm really trying to get people to really understand about what we brought up about the second brain. That is the bypass of the fear connection. Your body is going to get scared along this pathway to heavy chi, and it'll get scared in a lot of different ways. And when that fear goes into your bloodstream and you start, you know, it wants to alert your spirit and scare your spirit. And you, as the spirit being, have to take control over your body and say, no, I'm not putting up with you. I've taught you about the second brain being in near the heart area, and that you got all these microtubules in there that'll kick out the serotonin for you. That's where 95% of your serotonin is. Anytime you start to get feared out, you put that screen down through your digestive tract, kick the serotonin right into your body's digestive area and then into the bloodstream. The next thing you know is you've flooded your body with the good stuff. It will wipe out the fear hormone because you can dump much more of it in there than what the fear will come out of you. And this is how you get it back under control. If you would go into a panic attack, if you would go into a fearful type of situation from what you see, and you got a little bit too much of it from the body. Well, the body will scare easy, but the spirit's been around forever, and it's not bound by the time, and it's not bound by the fear thing. And so this is how you get over problem areas like that, and it's a very effective way to do that as this gets become very real to you. And a lot of times if you do simple little things like this, this will get you out of the trouble areas, won't it?
You know, it's hard to be afraid when you're busy laughing and feeling good and having a good time. And
it really is. Like when you're in a euphoric state, there's no fear. And that's what you got to learn to teach your body, that you have control over your body. It doesn't have control over you. But until that's true, you know, you're kind of at the mercy of it. And this is why I keep teaching you these little techniques that will give you the control over your body that you need. Because until you do, until the better the screen comes in, the more serotonin you can kick right into your bloodstream. So until you get a good enough screen, this may not be true for you, but when you actually develop enough of a screen, enough of a glimpse comes out of your mind that you make this feel good and cool, you do these digestive screens down right through your digestive tract, out comes out this feeling that's just bizarre. And, it's really when you start getting a better screen that this will all start becoming true for them, won't it?
You know, it's very true. And the better my screen comes in, I have to be mindful to keep recalibrating it so that it stays cooler, because the better the image, the hotter it gets. Well, then I need to make sure it gets cooler. It gets cooler, the better image comes in. I can control it, manipulate it. But yes, it actually takes on a tangible sense, becomes physical. And running that screen through my digestive tract just kicks out so much serotonin that my body actually has no choice but to respond in a way that's happy. I get the giggles, I'm grinning, and nothing happened. Nobody's sitting on my shoulder telling me jokes or reading anything amusing. It's just me, my spirit, and my mind saying, this is what I want to do with the energy. This is the result that I want. Run it through the shell that I'm attached to right now, and we're going to have a good time. And that's exactly what happens.
And this is more of how you got to use the screen for quite a while here. You know, you got to learn to keep out the emotional intensity out of your form training at this level. You know, because adding emotional content or this additional intensity to this training usually always comes out destructive, and usually you just get burnt. Then also, this heavy chi done in that particular way will bring spiders out of the woodwork because of the vibrational thing. And so really do this good-feeling, cool thing. If you don't cool it down, it gets too hot. All sorts of critters will want to bite you, you know, and this is a direct result of you doing energy work wrong. So listen up on these type of areas here so you don't have trouble with spiders. And that's so bizarre, you know, that the spider thing will, you know, poke his head up again here during this heavy chi phase. But it's also a way that you're doing your energy work right. When you don't have to deal with spiders, then you're doing real well because they won't bother you in the slightest if you're on the cool side. So it's another reason why to use the eyes. You know, a lot of people don't want to use the eyes because they think it's going to be a messy thing. Or, well, then use those cool bucket, you know, those cool packets that they don't, you know, get you all wet, but they're really cool. You can use different things and different training devices that will help you get over to this better side, and you'll avoid all these different things as a result of doing that. It's funny, as you get really good at putting out stuff like this, like even the spiders, like a few months back, a spider had come down off the ceiling and landed in between myself and somebody else, and it was a real big spider, and I could see the look of horror on the person's face. And so I put some intensity into my slap, and I slapped it. I was going to just slap it in between my palms, and it was a big spider, and I hit it exactly right. And of course, when I opened my palms, nothing was there. And of course, they looked at it and they started looking all around, and there was nothing there. You know, and it was funny because I was just going to get me a glass of water, and I was just thinking that I just remembered that I really didn't say or didn't have a mind intent of what I wanted there to happen. So I just said in my mind, boy, I wonder where that spider is. And the next thing I know, as I opened up the door of the cabinet to get a glass of water, it materialized right in front of my face and dropped to the bottom of the shelf, and I had to, like, kill that spider again. And it's the weirdness that will come out of this that just seems like, well, that would be impossible. And yet, you know, study the science. You'll find that there are some really strange occurrences that happen in this universe, and now that we understand more of what's going on, this is just something that other people can learn to do. But again, there's a continuity that you have to use here with what we're trying to tell you. You have to learn to get around your own body senses in the right way so this stuff will work in the right way for you. And checking your emotional content, not letting it get out of hand, you know, little things like that, not getting too hot so it gets out of hand. You know, if you stay with the four rules, it's amazing how they're going to keep you from getting hurt from doing this whole process.
You know, I myself was guilty one of not wanting to use the eyes, and it took a while. It took a long time of me hurting myself before I finally put my ego aside and said, okay, I can't keep it as cool as it needs to be. I'm going to use this ice. Once I started using the ice, I stopped running into problems. And there were moments in time where I was rushing or thought I had it under control and didn't use the ice. Well, shortly thereafter, I would throb or I would be a little bit too yangy, and I would see that my interactions with other people weren't going as smooth as they were when I was using the ice and constantly keeping it cool. And the reason being, every single time I go, and other people will find this too, when we relax down and we're doing our training, doing these exercises, even if only a tiny, tiny bit, the images come in better. It's still coming in better. We have to recalibrate it. It's a constant period and a constant effort of refinement. I think it's called Kaizen, always making better, always making better, always evaluating, recalibrating, making it better. And in this instance, we're making the energy cooler, and we're also making the form better to appear and come in much better. As that clarity increases, so naturally does the heat. And in other information sessions and articles, taken time to show that as we have these particles, these subatomic particles, clumping together, they actually create heat. Well, we have to cool that down, because that heat energy comes across in a very, very negative way. It has terrible ramifications, not only for the physical body itself, but also for other people around. And one of those things that's also a telltale sign is, what's going on with some of the critters that are around you? Spiders, I don't like them. And once I was able to switch over and keep my energy cool, spiders were not coming around, even during quote-unquote spider season, like in the fall or early spring. They would be outside my house. That's fine. But I really wasn't running into excess problems with spiders coming into my home. And that's the difference.
Well, and that's the difference of a chi room, doing your chi right around your house, using the wall-to-wall exercise the right way. When it's on the inside, you just don't have the normal problems with anything that you normally would get. And it's so easy to make shortcuts and say, well, you know, I just want to do this and work on my screens, and I'm just going to work on the image. You know, I don't care about the coolness or, you know, how good it feels. And it's real easy to be complacent with this, and the next thing you know, you're having trouble everywhere. And it's better not to even do these type of exercises if you're going to do them the wrong way, because they will give you nothing but trouble. And that's the problem with learning some high-level exercises and not wanting to do them the right way, is you're going to get into trouble faster than you could any other way. And so it really helps, and they'll get so much better at this if they can keep the tri-concept in mind and not just build the image again. Would everybody would just love to build the image? Would I have? Sure. You know, nobody wants to do more of a complication than they need to or think they need to. But you can't get around this tri-concept. I mean, if you want to get to the highest level with the least amount of danger, this is the way to go. And it really will keep you out of those danger zone areas. And right, like you say, recalibration all the time. You have to constantly understand that you have to check back. That's why a long time ago I said, you know, write the four rules right there on the wall. Because it's so easy just to go on and not pay attention to something. And you just don't pay attention for a little while with this at this level, and you've caused all sorts of havoc in your life. It doesn't need to be there. I mean, if you do this stuff right, you'll be amazed at how quickly you can just get there doing it the right way, you know, setting and forgetting. Like we've always said, you know, you just get used to doing your routine, kick it out, and do it in this good-feeling, cool way, and then go on and think about other things. And over time, it's amazing how good you're going to get with this type of stuff. But, you know, the importance of learning these basic patterns is the synergism effect that you're going to get from doing this. And you'll eventually get your pattern strong enough and this chi flow strong enough that you'll be able to manipulate this time-space fabric around you. And it just seems impossible right now, but the space around you will fill up. It will actually seem so much thicker than it is right now. And it's just a matter of going through this process over and over, and pretty soon that you can, you know, really shore up these little weak areas that you have. I mean, that's why you got put onto the supersets, because it's going to build up any weak areas in your body and help you get over that process of overloading when you try to use any type of an intensity. And down the road, you'll be able to use intensities to your chi, but your nerve fibers will be a lot stronger, and your whole body can handle the overreach a lot more than somebody that isn't used to, you know, developing these energy patterns in them. So, you know, the energy patterns, as you cause these disruptions in the time-space fabric, you know, again, these different types of phenomena will come out of you as a result around your area. And you will become more and more aware that, okay, it's finally starting to happen for me. And that's the exciting part about this is at this level, you finally are starting to get to the point where you can actually manipulate things around you, huh?
You know, and something I was thinking about, which was ringing more and more true for me, the fact that we are, whether we are aware of it or not, creating these energy patterns with our exercises. The actual exercises we're doing on ourselves for our own bodies, again, going back to the idea of dropping a rock in a pond and those ripples go out, when we're doing our energy work, we're sending out ripples a circular fashion around the space-time fabric around us. And so if we do it in the right way, that energy that feels good, that energy that's cool, that energy that's euphoric, and attracting of good things is what's going off around us. Therefore, it's just as we move about our day, we're kicking that off. We're constantly throwing that rock in the pond. Electricity itself is a fractal pattern, and fractal patterns are often self-replicating, which means they just keep building and building and going and going. Well, that's how you have a good day and continue to have a good day. Now, on those days where I wasn't keeping it cool, where I didn't have my mind right, where I was either negative or angry or just not in a good place, and I still continued my training, I was building a negative pattern, and it was replicating, self-replicating. And as I went about my day and I interacted with other people, they were caught up in that wake of my energy and responded in kind. And so it's no wonder that it's very important to keep our energy cool, to obey those rules so that we can actually grow. And it's so much easier to grow in an environment where things are cool and euphoric and everybody's getting along nicely, as opposed to trying to grow when it's a lot of conflict. It's hard to get stability in conflict. It's hard to build a foundation when the things that are around you are in conflict. It's so much easier to really establish a strong base and grow when things are nice and mellow and nice and easy. That's what we're looking to do for you.
Exactly. And that really is what we wanted to get across to them, is the basic reason what energy patterns about, what an energy pattern is in the first place, and why we're using them in this particular method. And this next part that we're going to go in part two, we'll go over the training devices that we're using to create these energy patterns. So thanks a lot, and we'll be starting part two shortly.